Weiter in Shasper Menachos Daf Tzadi Ches. Ping it up on Tzadi Ches. 2, 4, 6, 7 lines down. Vekama Frakti Gemara. How much is Kama Ama Beinunis? How much is Ama Beinunis? What's that? How much is that? Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says Shish Tfachim and 6 Tfachim. Amar Rav Yosi Barav and Afan and Amitanin. Rav Yosav and Amish that says Rav Meir Omer Ashulchan Arkel Shnei Masar Verachlo Shisha. That the Shulchan was 12 Tfachim and the width was 6. Now we know that it's 1 Amma by 2 Ammas, so clearly it's by 6 Tfachim. So as Gemara Mechal the Havi Amma the Fisha Menah. That implies we're going to say that this is called a Beinunis. That means there's a bigger measurement. You mean this? We know it's an amma of 5 tfachim. We know it's one of 6 tfachim. You're calling the 6th one the middle one. That means there's one that's even more tfachim. What's going on? It says Rashi b'tamia. And the Gemara in the Ha Tanan, we have in the Mishnah in Kalim that says shtei amos hayu b'shushan abira. There were 2 amos that were located in Shushan Abir. What does that mean, Shushan Abir? And says Rashi, Amos is maklos, 2 sticks measuring sticks. How you sham shabhen modin amos vehina arkan amma. B'shushan abira. Cheder echad ayah ben banoi al shara mizrachi al shalazara. There was this room that was built in the eastern gate of the Azara. And mitzir kitab in Shushan abira. And had a picture painted over there like Shushan abira. And therefore it's called the Shushan abira. So they have 2 measuring sticks. An achas al keren mizrachi sifon. This one of them is on the northeastern corner of that chamber. And one of them, Achaz Al Karim Mizochas the Romans, one was on the southeastern corner. Al Karim Mizochas the Fonis Yisera Al Moshe Chatzi Etzba. It has a half an Etzba of Moshe Abenu's Amma, which is Bas Shisha, says Rashi, of 6 Tvachim. So 6 Tvachim and a half a finger. Sha'al Karim Mizochas the Romans, how you saw Yisera Le Chatzi Etzba. There was another one that it was 6 and not a half, but of holes, and another half on that. So 6 and a whole finger. Nimtzis Yisera al Moshe Etzba comes out to be 1 finger more than Moshe Rabbeinu's measurements. V'lo ma'arum ha'achaz gadol v'achaz gadana. Why do you have achaz gadol v'achaz gadana? Why do that? If you're doing extra, like, okay, so I guess do extra a little bit for something. Kedesh ha'umanim lo'adam gadanim chazirim gadola. So when the umanim, when the, you know, they would hire people for the Beis HaMikdash, and you'd be working with the Beis HaMikdash now, you'd make sure that what you would do is you would, Rashi says, Shaya Gizbar, Masta im ha'umanim, Kach v'kach amos binyan tivno lebedek habayis. Do this for the bedek habayis. But kach v'kach dom for this amount of money. But amos shel Moshe with Moshe Rabbeinu's amma lo umachzirin lo lemidas amma gedola sheyisera le etzba kadesh yosifu al tenoim mishalehem. These should be giving more. In other words, the base money should be gaining. Shelo yivschu and so shouldn't be they give a little bit less. But nimsin nanim in a hektish you're getting enough from hektish yosef imasha also abon leminik tamer tamila. So let's say they say that, you know, pay me $6 for this gold that I'm giving you, and they give the $6, and you give $6 worth of gold, but if you give a little bit less than $6 worth of gold, that means you gained in your me'ilus, so therefore, we end up measuring it a little bit more, so then we might lose that a little. Why don't we need 2 measurements, one of a half a finger more, one of 2 of a finger more? Because one is dealing with gold and silver, because you're not going to make it that, you know, you're going to pay that much more, because it's a lot more expensive, so just a little bit more. The other one is for construction materials, and therefore that's willing to, you know, lose that a little. Tanana, some Sharm is a chil shushon b'yor tzura, this shape, this design that was over there. My time of shushon b'yor, why is that? Rav Chisra, Yitzchak, Rav Din, he said, Chad amar kedei sheyidu meichan bo, to know where you came from. Rashi explains, what does that mean? That means, v'yiru meichan bo, v'yitin o'da l'malchus shotzir misham. Just give o'da to pras that they save them. Chad amar kedei sheyidu meichan bo, and one of them says, right, that they should have the fear of royalty upon them. Rashi is prastalim v'lo yimrdu b'hem, not to go and to fight against them, to rebel against them. Am Rabbi Yanai, liolam te'im es malchus alech, you should have the fear of malchus, of royalty on you, proper respect. Shenemer v'yardu kala v'decha eila alai v'yishtachavu li lemor, all your servants are going to come down to me and bow to me, saying, Moshe Rabbeinu is talking about in Pyro, as you know, Pyro v'shama v'emsa alayla, you're going to come begging for me. Now really, he should have said straight up Pyro, means you, but he spoke respectfully, said your servants. V'yilu didelo karma, they didn't say about himself. Rav Yochanan Amar Yochav Amir Berlin, Rav Yad Hashem Haysa Eliyahu, and the hand of Hashem came to Eliyahu, V'yishanes Mustav Yaret Tzavtei Achav Adbo Achav Yisraela. And he girded his loins and ran in front of Achav until they came to Yisrael, the king of the Asar Shvatim. Now he did this out of respect from The Malchus, Rashi says, Eliyahu, Vayarz lefnei Achav, Eliyahu lefnei Achav, Shaya rochev al suso mishum kevodo she'ein derech melachem lalechus yechidi. It's not the way of a melech to go by himself. Okay. We brought up to the Machlokus in Rav Chista and Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi. And now, like it says Rashi, and therefore, we now come and do a, bring up another Machlokus. And this is going to be talking about trees that are going to come in the banks of the river, and they come to the Groza Gedoshim in the future. And about this tree, says, its leaf shall be for healing. I remember this Gemara somewhere. Yeah, says Misos Hashas, the Sanhedrin Daf Kuf. It's part of a pasuk talking about Yechezkel's nevuah, that a river is going to come from the Kodesh Kedoshim, and he's saying that on the banks of the river, there's going to grow all different types of trees. There's fruit to be for food, and leaves are going to be for healing. Valei l'tufa for healing. One said that when eaten, the leaf will have the power to open the upper mouth, right? And that is that those people who are not able to speak, it's going to give them the ability to actually speak. It's going to heal those that are mute. One says open the lower mouth, and that is that those who are not able to have children, it's going to give them the ability to have children. Rashi says, those lamalamata is perechem shalakar, those that are barren. Itmar, Chiske Amar, Lahatir Pe Ilmim, he says, Matir, those who can't speak, Bar Kaparam, Lahatir Pe Akaros, get over the ability of people that are barren, that are able to have children. Now, the Pasuk says, spoke about the number and how you set up the lechem upon him. It says, you take fine flour and bake it into 12 loaves and place them in two stacks, six in each sack, on the shulchan. So now we break it down. Tanar Rabbanan, Ilu Nemar Velakachta Solus Vafisa Osa Shtema Sechalos Vastamto Sam Shtema Shtema Rachas would have said, you should take fine flour and you shall bake in 12 loaves, you shall place them into stacks. Velo Nemar Sheish, and it wouldn't said six to the stack. He said, Omer Achas Shal Arba Vachas Shal Shmona, I would have said that the Chiyav is one stack should be four and one stack should be eight. Lakach Nemar Sheish, therefore it says six to each stack to tell us that you know how much you put in each one of them. Lekach nemer sheish, ve'ilu nemer shtayim arachos sheish amarachos, the pasuk would have said two stacks, six to the stack, ve'lo nemer shtayim arachos, not 12, yisiyom le'shalosh shel sheish. I would have thought it meant three stacks of six loaves each comes at the 18. Kach nemer shtayim, therefore it says 12. Ve'ilu nemer shtayim arachos amarachos, ve'lo nemer shtayim v'sheish, yisiyom le'shalosh shel arba arba. I would have thought it's three stacks of four each. Kach nemer shtayim v'sheish. Ha ad shelo yemeru. Had all these psukim not been said, like these the words in the pasuk, 12 loaves, two stacks, six to the stack, we couldn't have learned out the way it should have been done. So that's the Gemara, affecting my hakitzan. How should it be set up? No saying shtaimer ruchas shesh shesh. It puts two stacks of six each. Vimna said achas shal arba v'achas shal shmona liyotzer. We did one of four, one of eight. It's no good. Shtaim shal sheva sheva. What if we did two of seven each? Rabbi Yomar Rohan is el yonik ilayin. You look at the top one, look, it doesn't exist over there, and you have six. I've all been deceived. Rabbi Yomar Nasata al. We need to be able to fulfill this pasuk. It says you shall place upon them the levon, the frankincense. If that one is not part of it, then it's not able to be done because the seventh one is chatzitza. I'm going to have chisle of amnuna. The Amar La Rav Nun Rav Chista Rav Tamei Rav goes on his own Rebbe Litamei. The Amar Al B'Samach, it means next to it. Not so long. Like we saw with Ephraim, I think, and I forgot the other Shevet, maybe whoever it was. It says on top of it. It doesn't mean the Shevet's on top of it, but it means one is actually next to it. The Tanya, Rebbe Yomer, V'Nesata Al Amar Echus Avonu Zaka Al B'Samach Ato Amar B'Samach Ela Al Mamish. When it says that you should place a curtain and as a screen on the ark, something means next to it. We said all they were placed their length following the length of the heichal. Except for the aron, it's perpendicular. And this is how it's placed. And that's how the ark was put, and that's how its poles were put. What are you saying over here? Well, it was attached to it. So obviously, it's outside. No, midbadav kacha yemunachem. And so the aron was placed because its poles were placed. It's telling the direction which they put the aron was figured out by the direction that they had to go put the poles. The poles have to go east to west. The length of the aron also has to be there as well. Ubadav, the bottom of the badam have to go east to west. Etanya, we learned in a braisa of ayarichu abade, and the pasuk they extended the poles. They pulled them out towards the paroches that separated from the kodesh kodesh from the kodesh. Maybe you think that the poles didn't actually get to the curtains themselves. Tamalomer vayareu says that they were seen, which means that it reached the curtain. Vayareu says that they were seen. Yachal yu mekraim vayareu v'yotzin. You think that maybe the poles should tear through the curtain and could be seen. Tamalomer lo yu achuta. No, they were not showing on the outside. Okay, so does that make any sense that they were seen, but they're not being seen? Beep, turn the page. Tzadiches of Reis. Dochkan ubolten vayareu. They pushed against and they were sticking out of the curtain, but they didn't go through it. It didn't rip. It v'domen kemin shnei dada isha. It looked like the chest of a woman, which comes through the clothing. Point you see through the clothing. Shenamar tsrora mor dodi li bein shaddai yolin. A bundle of myrrh is my beloved to me, lodged between my chest. Okay, so it goes east to west. And since the poles were done in such a way, you know, the aron also went like that as well. Frek the Gemara. And where do we know that the poles of the Aaron rested along the width of the ark? Maybe they went the length of it, which would mean that the length of the Aaron also had went east to west. It can't be because there's not enough room for two men to stand in 1.5 amos, right? The four men who would carry the Aaron when they were traveling in the Midbar stood between the poles, two in front and two in the back. And if the poles are put along the length, then the space would for them would be 1.5 amos, which is the width of the aron. And it's not enough for two men to stand there. Therefore, it had to go the width of the aron, leaving 2.5 amos for the two people carrying it. Where do we know that they carried the... They did it with four people. Maybe they only used two people. The Chassidut pasuk says, "V'nasu ha-kehasim." The kehasim then journeyed. And this is from Shevet Levi. Kehas. They would carry the kelim when they would journey. Trey and kehasim means two. Nose mikdash is nami trey. So it comes out that it's four. Tanu Rabban and Asar Shulchanos Asa Shlom Amel Shlom Echmi 10 Shulchanos Shein Emar is a pasuk says Divrei Yom Vayas Shulchanos Asar Vayarach Behechor Chamisha Miyamin Vechamisha Mismol and you made 10 tables and you set them in the Heichal 5 to the right and 5 to the left. Vim Tomer Chamisha Mimin HaPesach and if you want to say it means that there were 5 tables to the right of the doorway Vechamisha Mismol HaPesach and Cain if so the Masin Shulchan Medarim it comes out that the Shulchan is in the south. Right, we know that the door was on the eastern wall, and if one stood at the doorway facing in, everything to his left was in the southern half of it, while everything to his right was in the northern half. So the 5 tables to the left of it of the doorway were located on the south. So the 5 tables to the left of this doorway were located on the south side. And they have to place it in the north side, not in the south side. Elishal Moshe Be'emsa. The table of Moshe was put in the middle of the ten of Shlomo. Chamisha Rimino, Chamisha Mismol. So the pasuk is saying that 5 of the 10 are put in the right and 5 on this left. All of them were in the north side. Tanu Rabbanu Nasa Minoros Asa Shlomo Mitan Minoros Shenem Aviyas as Minoros Hazav Ashe Eser Kimishpatam Vayitain Baheichel Chamesh. Yamin v'chamesh mismal v'im tam v'chamishim yamin ha-pesach v'im tam v'chamishim yamin ha-pesach of that of the entrance v'chamishim v'sol ha-pesach im kein masir minor b'tzofen it's in the north v'ator yomro v'es ha-minor nochach sholchan it's gotta be opposite the sholchan it's gotta be on the south side not on the north el shamosha v'emzah v'chamishim yamino v'chamishim v'sol it comes out to say that there were 5 on the right of it and 5 on its left but all of them are on the south side. Okay, Tani Chadam Mechatzi Abayis V'Lefrim Hayim B'Nachem. One Abayis says that the tables are placed from the halfway point of the Heichal, of the Bayis, and in. Tani Chadam Mishlish Abayis V'Lefrim Hayim B'Nachem. They're put from 1/3 and in. V'lo Kash is not a problem. Mar Kachoshiv Beis Kachay HaKadoshim Hadei Heichal. The one was figuring out that the place of the Kodesh Kodashim along with the Heichal, and therefore you get the location of the tables inside the one third. Mar lo gechosh beiskotzei kotzei madir v'chol. He wasn't talking about that as well, so he's talking about that it was put in halfway. It's the same spot though. Tanu Rabbanan Mizrach u'Ma'ariv u'Menachem. The tables are placed from east to west. Divrei Rabbi Azai Gazak to Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Tzufun Zarim went from Tzufun Bidurim. They were placed north to south. My time of the Rabbi, what's the reason of Rabbi that he says that it was east to west? Gamer Menorah and Filimenorah, Ma Menorah means Achmarav. It was put east to west, right? The seven lamps were in an east west line, with three of it towards the east and three towards the west. I find in Amim Mizrach L'Ma'ariv here too. Menorah Kufa Menorah. I don't know the menorah itself goes east to west. I mean, the Chsev B'ner Ma'aravi. It says about the westernmost lamp, Ya'arucho So Aaron Lefnei Hashem. And Aaron shall arrange it before Hashem in front of the Kodesh Kodashim. Mechal Tekulu Lav Lefnei Hashem. This implies that all the other lamps are not before Hashem, meaning that they're farther from the Kodesh Kodashim than one that is before Hashem. These are the Tzafon V'Darim. If you want to think that it means a menorah is put from north to south, and Kula Nami Lefnei Hashem, then all of the lamps are in front of Hashem, because all of them equidistant from the Kodesh Kodashim. So the menorah is placed east west. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, in my time, what's the reason? He says that they went north to south. Come from Aaron, looks from the Aaron. Ma Aaron Tzafon V'Darim. Afani Nami Tzafon V'Darim. Rabbi Nami Ligmar Aaron. Rabbi also let a person learn out from the Aaron. Done in Chutz Michutz. We learn out an outside utensil outside the tent. Done in Chutz Mifnim. We don't learn outside from the inside. Therefore, he compares the tables to the menorah, not to the darim, which is inside. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar, learning menorah. He's learning from menorah. Rabbi Chaya will say menorah gufa tzafon v'darim have a menorah. He says no, that itself was north to south. So then, obviously, it can't be the source to place the tables east to west. Ela haksev. It says Yairuch Aaron ubanav, but it says about the westernmost lamp. Aaron was arranged before Hashem, which implies that only one was before Hashem, and therefore it was done east to west. He says no, it's actually north to south. Only one of the lamps was considered before Hashem. The mitzadid lo atz dude. The wicks of the outer lamps were turned towards the center lamp, while the center one was turned towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So when it says that one lamp was before Hashem, it's talking about the wick in the center that's facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's telling me to the Bible, Al mul panei menorah, Yairu Shivas. The menorah says towards the face of the menorah, so the lamp, so the seven lamps cast light. Malam tell you mitzadidin panei klapinayim. I'm sorry, it means that they would go ahead, they would turn the fronts of the outer lamps towards, the center lamp. But the center one was towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Remember, Abdasin, Mikhan Shem, Tzai, Meshubach. From here, we see that the middle one is Meshubach. Wow. Now, Bishlam Laman Amar Mizrach Ma'ariv. Okay, it makes sense according to when it says that the Shulchan was placed from east to the west. That was Rabbi Hanu Dahavu Yasvi Asar Basrim. This is how ten two Amah tables can rest in 20 Amahs of space, because it comes up fills that whole space. Laman Amar Tzafon V'Darim. The one that says that it goes from north to south. That would be Rabbi Lazar B'Reb Shimon. He says it went it's going from wall to wall. The 20 amos, asara be'esrim, echi avi yosri. How can 10 2-amah tables rest in exactly 20 amos of space? In the first way, there's a little bit of space you could work with, a little wiggle room. Over here, it's exact. How is it going to fit there? Vesu and elanek kohanim echi avi yosri. How did the kohanim come through the line of the tables? If they're putting north to south, they ran from wall to wall, and there's no room to go past. Vesu and furthermore, metzina chamishish shachanos b'darim. Okay, we find 5 tables in the south, which is not allowed, right? If they so it's got to be all in the north. Vesu and furthermore, shulchan de Moshe echan manachle. Or the shulchan de Moshe, the tables are put north to south. The 10 tables of Shlomo took up all the 20 amas of the width. There's no room for the tables of Moshe. V'litameich, affect the Gemara back according to you that they're put in a straight line. L'man da Amar Mizrach u'Ma'ariv Nami. Even according to one who says that they're put north to south. East to west, Shulchan Moshe, Hechanava Manachle, where'd they put that? There's not enough room over there, so it's a kasha both ways. So the Gemara says, okay. Ela mi savart chad dara hava tre dara ninu. Did you think that it was only that there was only one row of tables placed end to end? Tre dara ninu, there were actually 2 rows of tables, and therefore everything ends up. The 10 tables of Shlomo were formed into 2 rows. it was set up five tables placed from end to end for the first row. The table of Moshe was not of the row, but next to it. Its length was parallel to that of five tables. Next to the table of Moshe was placed the second row of five tables, end to end, so the table of Moshe was between the two rows of Shlomo's tables. Yeah. And according to this, everything works out. Beep, turn the page, Sadi Chesamad Aleph. We got a nice little picture over here in Rashi. And they might ask, special Madam Ratzal from Madam, okay, makes sense. Kuntz, one who says that they were set up lengthwise from north to south. All right, so Belazar and Rishimon. Shapir, Kuntz, everything works nicely in the northern half of the area. Hello, Madam, I'm Izakumar. If one says east to west, that'd be Rebbe, how is it going to fit there? Michti. Shulchan kama mashuch min hakosa. How much is the table, right, the first row of tables, set back from the northern wall? Shtei amos mechzes, 2.5 amos. The amadidei, and then you have the ama of itself, you know, the width of this, and ushtei amos mechzes de beni beni, and the two and a half amos between the first row and the second, and that of Moshe, the ama and the ama of the width of Moshe itself, ushtei amos mechzes de beni beni, and the 2.5 of between the next one, and then you have again the second row is its own ama. After all comes out, we find that the table, the southernmost row of the tables, comes out a half an ama into the southern section of the sanctuary, which are not allowed. What do you think? It was sitting right next to it? No, lo de midli leumanach le. Rashi shows you a picture. It was like hanging up a little bit over there, opposite the open space. So nitase mitate lehu le de two porta, and they brought it down the other table towards the east a little to make room for the table of Moshe in the west. So the other tables, to Moshe, Kit Talmud Yosef, the rabbi would like the students sitting in front of their rav. With that, my friends, we're going to stop over here and wish you all a great, great day.